It's that time of year when Halloween brings out costumed kids and spooky decorations, but it's also the perfect moment to turn our attention to an often overlooked creature we seem to celebrate only once a year, the bat, our only flying mammal. While bats are often cast as spooky, blood-sucking creatures in Halloween lore, International Bat Week from October 24 to 31 offers an opportunity to dispel myths and shed light on their essential role in our ecosystem. Across the Northwest, BC community bat programs are using Bat Week to encourage everyone to learn more about the 15 species of bats that call the province home. These bats play a key role in controlling insect populations, feeding on pests that threaten both agriculture and forestry. Host a Bat Week party or other special event to get others excited about bats, says Carly Quinn, Skeena Region Community Bat Program Coordinator. She suggests featuring bat-themed games, trivia, and even a costume contest. To add to the fun, she recommends serving snacks shaped like moths or mosquitoes, the very insects that bats in BC help keep under control. Anything that highlights our amazing bats and what they do for us is a great way to celebrate, says Quinn. The 15 species of bats found in British Columbia play a critical role in pest control, saving the agricultural and forestry industries millions of dollars annually by feeding on insects considered harmful to crops and trees. In turn, it saves the environment from excess use of insecticides. For families, Bat Week is also a great time to get kids involved in learning about these fascinating creatures. Quinn suggests incorporating bat trivia while handing out Halloween candy to trick-or-treaters. Libraries throughout BC are offering special bat packs, which include books about bats and sometimes even echometer devices that allow users to detect bat sounds. Take your kids or grandkids to the local library, check out bat books or a bat pack, and foster their curiosity about these creatures, says Quinn. Local businesses are also getting into the spirit of Bat Week. Smithers Brewing Company is hosting a Halloween trivia night on October 30th with a special focus on bat-related questions, adding a fun educational twist to the festivities. Sign-ups for the event are available at the brewery. While Bat Week highlights the importance of bats, it's also a time to remember the challenges they face. Most bats in BC only have one pup per female in the summer, and they face many threats, Quinn says. One of the biggest dangers to bats is white nose syndrome, a fungal disease that has decimated bat populations in eastern North America. While it has not yet reached BC, the disease has been found in Alberta and the Seattle area, raising concerns about its potential spread. Quinn is urging residents to help monitor bat populations by reporting any sightings of winter bat activity or dead bats. People can help us by keeping an eye out for bats during the winter and reporting any dead bats they find, she says. She also reminds people never to touch a bat directly and to keep pets away. The BC Community Bat Programs, in cooperation with provincial biologists, are actively testing dead bats for white nose syndrome and working to prevent its spread. Reports can be made online at www.bcbats.ca or by calling 1-855-922-2287, ext. 19. This time of year also marks the departure of bats from local neighborhoods as they migrate or hibernate to survive the winter. For homeowners, this is an ideal time to conduct any bat-friendly home renovations, such as cleaning out bat boxes or sealing up entry points in buildings, without disturbing any bats that may have been roosting during the summer.